Sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Yes, it is the AC All Access Show here on a rainy Thursday afternoon in Adrian. Ian Wendt here at Frickers. John Kane back in our downtown Adrian studios. Thanks for being along with us. And it's quite a rockin' restaurant here this afternoon. I think the show is picking up some steam. They all want to hang out and see what's going on with Adrian College Athletics. Great lineup for you all today, as we have men's wrestling, women's wrestling, we have ACHA hockey, and some women's basketball to talk about today. We're just going to start off strong with some wrestling as we sort of transition from the tail end of fall into our winter sports. I have the head coach for the wrestling program on the men's side, Bill Schindel. Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It's been a minute. I feel like the last time we talked was going into or heading out of the conference championship for your Bulldogs. And what a ride that's been from that point to now, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's been great.
So off-season for a wrestling coach, what does that look like, especially coming off a year that was one for the books?
Yeah, lots of recruiting, a lot of summer tournaments can go on. So those that don't know, freestyle and Greco, which is what you do internationally, folk style is what you know we wrestle collegiately. Freestyle Greco is what the rest of the world wrestles. That actual season is in the summertime, and so there's a lot of tournaments that we can go to and watch guys and whatnot. So a lot of recruiting there. And then on top of that, we have a pretty big camp season. So all of June is spent on campus with camps and all that. So we had probably close to 1,000 kids on campus or campers with a bunch of teams, probably 50, 60 teams that were here wrestling duels and things like that. So we try to stay busy. So.
Well, that's great for a program that, in the scope of things, is still relatively young, less than 10 years on campus since the bring back of wrestling at Adrian College. You've been around for a good number of those now. Is this year 8 for you, year 9 of the program?
Yep, year 9 of the program, and then this will be my eighth season here. So,
I mean, from the ground up, it kind of hit the pinnacle right last year with the conference championship and going to wrestle at the national level. So now you've hit that milestone, so to speak, that can now become the standard at Adrian College, is to compete and win the MIAA.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to be now our new kind of our bar. So the last 2 years we've been in the top 25 in the country, and then obviously last year, you know, winning the conference. We sent 4 guys to nationals, which tied for the 11th most in the country. So what we're is, you know, we bring 2 of those national qualifiers back. 7 of our 10 starting lineup comes back as well. So
wow.
Now it's really just trying to continue to add pieces, right? Guys that can make a difference nationally, so that, you know, the next goal or the next thing that we're looking to be is, you know, we got to get, you know, 1, 2, then hopefully 3 guys on the podium. Anytime you have multiple All-Americans, you're going to be competing in that top 15, top 10 spot.
Sure.
In the country. And you know, for us, that's got to be the next benchmark. So,
and what a nice benchmark to be at. Wrestling is big, as you know, in Lenawee County, and I'm not sure exactly the makeup of the roster, but I feel like you have 1 or 2 kids from the area, don't you?
Yeah, we always try to get a lot of local kids. So, I mean, 2 that come to mind right off the bat: Mitch Moore from Sand Creek and Braden Randolph from Clinton. You know, 2 local guys. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, and I apologize, but just being on the spot right now, just
sure. Yeah.
You know, we always try to make sure that we're picking up local guys every year.
Well, as they say, right, take care of your backyard.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you want to recruit on a national, international scale sometimes, but you have to clean up your backyard. Get the best of the best to come to your program. Has that kind of been, going back to recruiting, you talked about all the camps and the matches that you've been following. What's recruiting been like, you know, from your start here to now? Are more people reaching out to us being the college, or is it still kind of, you know, I'm still trying to get our guys? Has it changed over the years?
No, yeah. So when I first got here, and obviously the program was brand new, really the first conversations were, you know, I might, you know, talk to a family or talk to a recruit, and they'd kind of be like, where's Adrian? What, like it has sure. Wrestling, kind of that was the initial conversation where, you know, now a lot of our conversations are like, hey, I've heard of you guys, and we'll come take a visit. So maybe they still don't know where we're at, but
they know the name.
But they know the name, and I think that was one of our biggest things is, you know, when we got invited to national duels or doing camps, you know, marketing had to be one of our big things. You know, even being a young program, getting our name out there, being a name brand, now, you know, competing with some of the best teams in the country. So now, you know, recruits and their families can understand kind of where we're coming from and what we're trying to do, and it makes those conversations a whole lot easier on our end. Initially it was more of finding people that were willing to kind of buy into to what we've done or what we're going to do, and now you know, kind of the proof's in the pudding, and we can kind of show them like, hey, this is what we're doing, and now this is where we're going, and so those conversations have become a lot easier.
Sure. The makeup of a wrestling team, you know, like there are different positions, right? There are different weight classes. Are you able to recruit for a certain weight, or are you still just trying to go out and get the best? Or how does that, what is that like for a coach?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm always trying to get the best. But we'll definitely put weight into weight, pun fully intended there, but weight into where your guy's at, right? So if we need a 125 pounder, all right, I'm probably going to be spending a majority of my time talking to lightweight guys, finding people that are going to be able to fill that spot for us, compared to, you know, if we need heavyweight, you know, and trying to focus on that. So for us, we put guys into blocks, because obviously we know they're going to grow, you know, depending on their strength and conditioning program at their high school.
Sure.
But really we try to focus on, all right, where are guys at, and then, you know, what are our needs? So, you know, this past year, you know, we graduated 65-74, and Derek Duval and Zach Altman, two national qualifiers for us, two four-year guys for us. We knew those guys graduating, like we had to put a lot of stock into that kind of weight class. So,
right.
So we definitely kind of prioritize our time as far as that goes.
But you do want to build depth behind a spot that you think you have filled, because you never know.
Yep. Unfortunately, right, injuries or things happen. And so you're still trying to find the best of the best, but, you know, you feel good. So, you know, Dylan Welbaum, he's coming back, returning national qualifier, or Blake Williams, you know, two great examples of this where, like, Dylan and Blake were at 84, 97. You know, we didn't have to spend a whole lot of time when you're sophomore as a national qualifier. I don't have to spend a whole lot of time going to try to find a 184 pounder.
Sure.
So we knew that hey, we can spend a little bit more time somewhere else. Now that you know, Dylan's a senior and Blake's a junior, obviously we're going to start wanting to try to backfill and, you know, bring a young guy in so they can train with one of the best guys in the country, and then hopefully it's their time to take that spot over as well.
Talking with Bill Schindel with the men's wrestling program at Adrian College on the ACL Access Show from Frickers. They're hopping right now. Thursday special, the chicken chunks, obviously. They're hiring here at Frickers, so if you're looking for some shifts, you can stop on by, fill out an application. Lots of great food. What did I say? Food, fun, sports, spirits? Yeah, I got it. Nailed it. Okay, Coach, we got all the basics out of the way. Your season, when does it start? Where are you at? Have you already started doing some exhibition work?
Yeah, so we started practice. Now with the NCAA new rule, we're allowed 8 days before the quote-unquote official start. But October 10th is our official start. But so every Wednesday we were practicing, and now we're into the thick of it with practice. This weekend, we actually have our inter-squad scrimmage. So basically all that is we pair all the guys up in their weight class, get them anywhere from 1, 2 to 3 matches. It's actually super awesome. We got connected with the officials group here in Midwest, and they actually will probably have somewhere between 30 and 40 officials on campus, and we are their practice matches. So our guys get the benefit of it feels like a live competition, even though they're wrestling their teammates. They kind of get the jitters out, that kind of getting ready for the season. So they'll get to wrestle 2-3 live matches. But then for the officials, they have some young officials who are training. And then obviously for the older officials, they're kind of dusting the cobwebs off and getting ready as well. So that'll be this weekend from 9 to noon in the Blue Gym. There's no admission. It's free. So anybody can come and watch a few wrestling matches if they got the itch before the season starts. And then the weekend after will be our Black and Gold, which again is just kind of like the two best guys in each weight class, just kind of duking it out on the mat. If those that don't remember, AD Coach Rainey was the coach of the black team, and they won. So, yeah, there's a video out there of him in a singlet, rocking a singlet when we were.
Did that make Adrian Collins social media?
I believe it did. So, it was out there. So
it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
The old internet.
Yeah, and so they can go check that out, November, the first weekend in November, November 4th, we'll be hosting the Adrian Invite. So about 14 teams will come in, and that'll kick off the season for us. And then after that, we're on the road. I know the next weekend the women's will have a tournament, but then we'll kind of start being on the road. And this year we're lucky enough we'll have 2 home duels in the first semester, and then 2 home duels in the second semester. So we're getting things rolling, getting excited. Obviously, we turn a very veteran team, so more of my job is to maybe stay out of the way and just make sure we're doing all the right things. But guys are getting older; they know what to do, and I've been very impressed with practice and how things would progress. So yeah,
been there, done that.
Yeah, a little bit
for a lot of those guys. Sounds like you start the first month in Adrian.
Yeah,
and all those are open, right? The scrimmage, and then the gold and black match, and then Adrian Invite.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You were talking about local kids. Like when we really started, I think those first couple years, 70 to 80% of our roster was local, of our starting lineup, not just the whole lineup, but our starting lineup was local guys. So I really like hosting. So those that don't know, my grandfather started Ohio Youth Wrestling. So I grew up in a family of that people running tournaments, and comes a little bit natural. So for me, I think there's just something nice about having a tournament in your backyard or starting off the season. So when we can do the first 3, maybe even 4 weekends at home, I think it gets guys a little bit comfortable. They're sleeping in their own beds. They're feeling good. Then we get that, right? Especially our freshmen coming in. You get jitters. You're making that jump, wanting to make sure that they're doing all the right things. And so if we can be home. Also for families to be able to come out and watch and be a part of it. If we go to Illinois or 6, 7, 8 hours away, it's pretty hard for the families to be able to make it. Where if we're local, they're able to, hopefully only a couple hours away and be able to come watch.
One more for you, Bill, before I let you go. The MIAA wrestling.
Yeah.
Obviously won it last year. First time in
52
decades,
years.
52 years. Very competitive league. It wasn't a walkthrough, so to speak. Could you just clue our listeners in on what MIAA school has men's wrestling and who are the teams to watch for?
Yeah, so Albion, Adrian, Alma, Trine, and Olivet are the 5 schools with wrestling. Olivet has won since bringing it back, they won 3 in a row. They have consistently been in the top 25, top 15 in the country. And so, like you said, not an easy task. And then we were lucky enough to things go our way last year and win. Albion, even though they're relatively new, they're very competitive in there. And so, you know, it makes every Tuesday or Thursday when we have a dual meet, you know, a very competitive atmosphere. So this year we wrestled both of them on the road too. We were fortunate enough to have both of them at home. So this year, Trine and Alma will be coming to our place. So, and at Alma, give a little shout out to Zach Altman. He was our national qualifier last year.
That's a familiar name.
Yep, he was our national qualifier last year. He's now the assistant coach at Alma. So we expect, you know, big things coming for them, you know, as they continue to build their program. As I told him at our ceremony, now I know that they're going to be stealing all our ideas. So we gotta start changing some things up. So
well, imitation, the sincerest form of flattery. Coach, I appreciate your time. A lot of fun to talk wrestling here at Adrian College. Thanks for coming on, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
And again, that was Bill Schindel, the head men's wrestling coach at Adrian College, joining me on the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. We'll be back to talk some women's wrestling with Cliff Cushard right here on ACL Access. We'll be right back on 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We're live at Frickers in Adrian right there on Main Street. Stop on by, have some lunch, dinner, sports, fun, food, all that. Frickers is hiring, so if you're interested, stop on by in person and grab an application. It's now time to talk about the Adrian College Women's Wrestling Program, and we have their coach, Cliff Cushard, been with the program since its inception, the rebirth. He was telling me 9 years ago was an assistant for a couple of years. You've been the head man there for seven
is correct.
Years kind of fly by, don't they?
They sure do.
Seems like you just started.
When you're having fun, that's the way it works.
If you could refresh some fans out there of how your season ended up last year. I know Adrian, it seems like since the beginning, has had one or two standout female wrestlers. If you could recap our winter sports fans of how your year ended up.
Absolutely. So I'll start off by even pointing out something else that people might not be as familiar with, that we wrestled D1, D2, and D3 combined. at this point in the growth of women's wrestling. So that makes it even more exciting and interesting. We finished last year as the number 10 duels team in the country, the number 13 tournament team in the country, and the number 2 academic team in the country. We had 2 All-Americans. We should have had more, but we had a few key injuries that knocked a few out of contention. So we're hoping this year to get those back.
Wow. Talk about success. I mean, and you said between all 3 divisions.
Mm-hmm, yep.
In your 9 seasons with this program, how's the growth been at the college level? I know it's starting to pick up, at least locally, at the high school level. Is college sort of blossoming at this point?
Oh, yeah. When we started this program 9 years ago, I believe there were 28 teams that had 28 total teams in college,
wow.
all divisions, including the NAIA and JUCOs. Now we're at something like 180 in 9 years. So it's the fastest growing sport in the country.
I would say so.
Yeah, we added, I think, close to 50 teams just last year.
Is that because the track from a high school wrestler to, I don't know, being a pro wrestler, there was sort of uncertainty of what to do, or is it kids wanting to go to school also and wrestle? What do you think it's been?
It's all those things, I believe. So there's been an equal growth at the high school level, and we now have, I didn't come prepared with this number, I want to say it's right around 40 of the states now have girls' state championships. It might be 37, 38,
okay.
but we're closing in. Yeah, about 40. So as that growth has happened, the colleges are seeing all these young ladies that want the opportunity. So women have always wanted to wrestle in high school, but they didn't always have a chance. And as that growth has occurred, they're all seeing that opportunity and they're taking it. And then colleges are going, whoa, there's all these ladies wrestling in high school. We should, you know, find places to keep them going afterwards.
Right.
And then some do want to get an education, so this is a great way to do that, as well as just continue the sport they love.
I talked to Bill about this a little bit, but, I mean, you've been around this program since the rebirth, so to speak. Talk about the growth here at Adrian since your first year helping out, and then where are we now? Is it turned into sort of a well-oiled machine, and we got everything squared off, we know what we want to do? We know what this program is and what we want it to be.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate statement. That first season, I can't remember, but it was something like 6 athletes in that first season. Yeah. And now we're regularly around 30, 35, depending on the year we've got. We have ladies from this year, 9 different states plus Canada. I think the biggest we had was maybe 14 different states. So we're recruiting all over the country and out of the country. We wrestle the international style, so ladies all over the world are familiar with the way we wrestle. And many of them do want to come to the U.S. to compete and go to school. And, you know, we do our best to try to accommodate them.
With wrestling being such a hotbed here in southern Michigan, here in Lenawee County specifically, have you looked into that? I know the women's scene, again, is kind of catching up a little bit here locally, but how do you view, I guess, wrestling locally and the impact it's had on your program?
Oh, of course, yeah. There's plenty of schools around the area here that do have a good women's presence. We do have one lady on the team right now from Blissfield, and so that was exciting to get someone close to home. We also have one from Adrian. She's been on the team. She's a junior now, so that's also exciting. So we are finding those local athletes, and they're often very good. Yeah, they're, you know, and the opportunity to wrestle close to home is a big deal. You know, somebody coming to us from a faraway state, they're taking an opportunity that they see, but if it was closer to home, that'd probably be even better.
Talk about steps a program takes for success, and that's, It seems like everything Adrian College touches starts off just blazing hot. You can fill in the blank for whatever sport you want, and I think wrestling's no exception. And do you have a goal for this year? Because probably the next step is to fill in the blank, maybe rack up a couple of accolades for the program, right?
Yeah, so for the last 5 years, we finished as a top 10 wrestling program and a top 4 academic program. So
just be number 1 then, right?
Well, yes, that would be great, but yeah. More of an incremental step. We'd like to be top 5.
Okay.
Right, top 5 on the wrestling side and regain the number 1 spot. We've been the number 1 academic team 3 times now. We'd like to get that back this year. And then if we could move into the top 5 overall the teams, that would be incredible. We haven't been able to quite reach that level quite yet, but we are close. The group we got this year is really good, and we certainly have the potential to do it.
What's the does the MIAA have enough women's teams to have league play, or do you just sort of, you're independent and you play who you can?
So we're independent. We have four MIAA programs with women's wrestling. We need five to be an official conference sport.
Okay.
So we're really close, and we're talking to some other schools maybe that might want to be affiliate members or whatever the term would be to join us just for women's wrestling.
Sure.
We really would like that. We're seeing conferences forming all over the country, and we would love to have that same opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it with other sports. It's certainly been done, and that would be nice with four out of, what, there's seven schools in the league to get that. Would be nice just to say we have a conference championship, right? We have a conference champion. Obviously, you play the other schools in the league. Who's sort of, are they all sort of in the same bunch, or how would you say who's become Adrian's rival in the last decade?
I don't know. It's weird. We haven't really developed a rival, I would say. For a while, it was Tiffin, who are not in our conference at all, and they're a D2, but they were kind of our rival, and they've kind of faded away as a rival. I don't know that we have one at this point. CN Heights adding last year was a big move.
Yeah.
They could become a rival for us.
Sure.
I don't know if we quite consider it that way yet, but we certainly could, and that could be a fun rivalry to have across town. I don't know. We just haven't developed to that point. We do mostly individual tournaments. We only do a handful of duels a year. But I know as we get closer and closer to a conference, that's part of the goal, is to get into that full conference duel schedule.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, it's regional enough, right, where it's drivable for some families to go see. And
oh, sure, yeah. When we started, the closest school to us was 7 hours away. Now there's a school literally 5 minutes away. There's probably 10 within an hour or two drive. So, yeah, I mean, the growth has been amazing, and it's making the ability to have that type of schedule much easier.
Talking women's wrestling with Cliff Couchard with Adrian College. Who's sort of the – do you have – captains picked out? What's the structure of the team?
So we don't at the moment. We just started full-time practices a week ago. So we're kind of waiting to see how that plays out and then choose leaders accordingly. Got a few different models in mind. We're going to see how it does. I think we'll announce something in the next week or two, but we're not there quite yet.
Right.
I like to see who's stepping up rather than just say, you're a senior, you're in, or whatever. It's more merit-based, I guess, than, you know, show me you can do it kind of thing.
Right.
But we've got a group of, I think we've got 10 seniors right now and one grad student. And then from there, you know, a bunch of juniors. Sophomore class, I think, is the second biggest class, and working its way down. So lots of potentially great leaders on the team.
Yeah, that's a full roster.
Yeah.
Do you hit the 30, or you told me earlier, how many are on the team?
Yeah, I think we started this, you know what, I don't know, 28 I think we started
around,
with this year.
Okay.
We had 34, 35 last year. I've just graduated a few off, and, you know, that's the way it happens.
And then, yeah, right. And then how many weights are typically wrestled at an event?
So 10, just like men's.
Just
so
10.
Same number of weight classes, different weights, obviously.
Yeah. Recruiting the same type of style, like if you have a very solid sophomore at a certain weight, you can maybe wait, pun intended, kind of, to recruit someone from that weight class, and but you have somebody waiting in the wings. It's kind of a balancing act, right?
Always, yeah. You're always trying to balance that total roster so you've got depth, right? You don't know when somebody's going to have an injury or something happens where they're not going to be able to compete in a duel, so you really do want that depth, yeah. I've always said in a perfect world you'd have a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior at each weight, but that never seems to happen for anybody.
No. Your schedule, is it sort of similar to Bill's schedule, or what's the early season look like?
So, yeah, men's and women's wrestling have the exact same start dates. We've been an official NCAA sport now for the last five seasons, I forget which. So we have the same calendar that they do. So our first competition is November 4th at the Tiffin Open, and we'll be doing our black and gold on the same day as the men's. We'll be starting at 4 o'clock after they're finished.
Full day.
Yeah, full day. Come out and watch all the wrestling.
When's the first official match?
November 4th.
November 4th.
Yeah, and that'll be at Tiffin. They're hosting an individual tournament for the first time, so that'll be fun.
And that's close enough, right? Down there, Ohio, it's a couple hours, maybe?
It's under, I think it's like an hour and 10 minutes or something. Yeah, it's not far at all.
Okay.
And then we've got, the week after that, we host our two big tournaments. They're probably the biggest, they are the biggest NCAA tournaments in the country. So we do a duels tournament on Saturday. I want to say there's 16 teams in that. And then we host an individual tournament on Sunday, which will have between 250 and 300 wrestlers at it. And we'll have some of the top teams in the country, including last year's number one, number two, and number four finishers in the country. So
that's in November?
Yeah, November 11th and 12th.
Oh, look up the calendar. It's on AdrianBulldogs.com. There is an app, too. I'm sure Bulldog fans know all about that. Coach, time is up already.
Awesome.
I feel like we just started. It's good to catch up and talk women's wrestling.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
And once again, the head wrestling coach for the NCAA women's program at Adrian College, Cliff Couchard. Seventh year as the head coach. He's been with the program since it came back to campus 9 seasons ago. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk some hockey. What hockey? I'll let you know. Stay tuned. You're listening to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Show here from Frickers in Adrian, right on Main Street. My name is Ian Wentz. I'm here on location. John Kane is back in our downtown Adrian studios on a cold, wet, rainy Thursday. Might as well come out to Frickers and enjoy yourself. You can watch the Thursday night game if you so choose. Personal pictures, some great food specials. Check them out. If you're looking for employment, Frickers is hiring. Fill out an application today. We're now going to talk some hockey. Their season's underway. We're going to talk with the ACHA Women's Division I coach, Carter Clark. I don't know how to address you. I've heard your name said like 15 different ways. I'm going to go Coach Clark for the sake of the interview, but a lot of people know you as Clarky.
Yeah.
Second year, second year at the helm of this program. Could you talk about your coaching progression? I know you spent some time at the NCAA program under Coach Krug, and how you got to this spot?
Yeah, you know, I got my start with Kruger and the NCAA men's team, and I was fortunate enough to, you know, kind of just be a fly on the wall for a really elite level program and learn a lot for sure. And, you know, just transpired that or combined that with some of my own experiences, and that's kind of, you know, rolled into how I'm coaching now. So I'm really grateful for that opportunity.
And jumped right on it last year. Could you tell our fans how your team ended up and what you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, so last year we were fortunate enough to win our regular season and conference championship for the fifth year in a row. And then at Nationals kind of went on a little bit of a run. I think finished a little higher than maybe we were anticipated to at first, just with how some of the things went in the regular season. But kind of caught fire and ended up losing a heartbreaker to Liberty in overtime in the national semifinal, and they, of course, went on to win. So, you know, we played hard, and we're a really young team, only lost a couple girls last year, and most of our key pieces are coming back, and only a couple seniors this year. So the future's pretty bright for us, and we're hoping to kind of continue our success.
Well, if the semifinal was last year, I think we can, like, make that logical step, right? Of course, yeah. You know, yeah. You'll be playing for some hardware next calendar year. You talked about how young your team is. Maybe leadership structure. Yeah. I have a couple ladies you want to point out.
Yeah, we've got Tess McCaro. She's a junior this year. Kind of just all around captain material, and you know, she's the C for us this year. And then two D on the back end are we're a couple A's. So Kenna Goodwin's a senior, one of our two seniors, and then Allison Shaw, a senior or a junior as well. So wears another A. And there's plenty of leaders within our room that don't wear letters, but those three have been great and kind of are taking it upon themselves to make sure we get where we want to be this year.
Absolutely. For our listeners' sake, I know people within the hockey world and plugged in Adrian College Athletics know this question, and they know the answer. But for people that don't know, Coach, what's the difference between ACHA and NCAA?
Right. Yeah, it's the governing body, right? Like, so NCAA is obviously governed by the NCAA and ACHA by the ACHA, but how it works at some schools, it's more like the club hockey, you know, material. You know, they've, you know, got to pay for their equipment and ice time and things like that. And we're fortunate enough at Adrian, and you're starting to see more and more schools do that this way, is they're fully funded by the school. You know, they've got their own rink, their own locker room, things like that. And, you know, essentially you're seeing the level of play get a lot higher and better because kids are realizing it's a viable option. And, you know, there's a little bit less restrictions. We get to play a few more regular season games. Season starts a little bit earlier, goes a little bit later. So it's definitely becoming a more viable option for a lot of girls. And you're seeing that with, you know, the competitiveness. Like Liberty played, you know, two NCAA Division III teams last year and beat them 10-11-0. So it's the competitiveness is getting there, and you know, you're seeing lots and lots more schools pick up ACHA programs and fund the schools to get kids in their enrollment.
Right, or ones that maybe had it as strictly a club and then they decide to throw some money behind it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like we're fortunate enough to, you know, be, you know, have the support of our school and, you know, cover our road trips and buses and things like that, and, you know, gear for the girls. And, you know, you see that, like, girls, you know, want to come here, and, you know, they want to play hockey at Adrian. So
talk with Coach Clark with the ACHA women's D1 team at Adrian College. You mentioned Liberty and a couple other teams. You play Division I schools. I mean, could you maybe a couple that fans might know that pop up on your schedule? That
Big in-conference rivals like University of Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana Tech is one of our big opponents. You know, those are all our close trips. And, you know, actually of the 10 teams that were at the national tournament last year, we have 8 of them on our schedule. So, you know, we always try to play the best of the best and make our season tough. So, you know, we got a big week, a couple weeks coming up. You know, we play Minot State next weekend, and then we go to Liberty comes here as well, and then we go on a big road trip to St. Louis to play Maryville and McKendree. So all of those are top 7 teams in the ACHA. So big 3-week stretch for the Dogs coming up.
Yeah, I'd say so. Do you play in a conference? You mentioned you won the league. What's the conference?
CCWHA, Central Collegiate Women's Hockey Association.
Okay, and there's
you know,
7-8 teams in that?
There's
or?
12, yeah. So
okay.
There's two sides, six on each side. We're on the east, and there's a west as well. So, you know, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, you know, Davenport, Aquinas, Indiana Tech, all those kind of schools are in our, within our league. Concordia Ann Arbor, who's our opponent this weekend. So all in our side of the bracket.
All right. A lot of information, yeah. And I appreciate you digging deep and grabbing some of that for us. It's just teaching people about the sport.
Yeah.
Your season is underway. What's your record thus far? Who have you played? And what's coming up here in the near future?
Yeah. So started the year off against Lindenwood University. You know, pretty solid team that, you know, 2 years ago lost in the national championship game. And we played really well. And then, you know, we had Grand Valley, conference opponent, played them, had a little bit of a reality check moment, I think. Unfortunately lost 1-0 while out shooting the other team 70-7. So a little bit of a heartbreaker, but you know, I think it was a good learning experience for the girls that, you know, just, you know, we're not going to just walk through the whole year. Like, you're going to get everybody's best game, and we got to bring our best every night. So, you know, we've had past weekend off, just played an exhibition game, and then this weekend, Concordia Ann Arbor. And like I said, we got Minot State, Liberty, and St. Louis trip coming up, all big opponents.
Yeah. When's your next home game?
Home game is Saturday night at 7 against
Saturday.
Concordia Ann Arbor.
Okay. Cardinals. That's local.
Local team.
That's the Ann Arbor area. Do a lot of these girls know each other, like on opposite teams? Because I feel like you recruit a lot of the same athletes.
Yeah. I would say, like, definitely, you know, girls, like, you know, we're competing, again, recruiting against all those top teams. You know, a couple girls we had got recruited this year were, you know, being recruited by Liberty. We're being recruited by Minot. So there's definitely a lot, especially, you know, we recruit mostly Canadian. So we're 26 girls on the roster this year. 22 are Canadian. So pretty Canadian-heavy roster. And, you know, a lot of schools are you know, following our mold and going for those Canadian girls and kind of, you know, recruiting from the same teams.
Was that your call, or was that
Rainey's call
to go up there?
No, it was just kind of how it all kind of played out. You know, there's lots of showcases up in Ontario and things like that. You know, big Stony Creek showcases where we get most of our girls, and you know, it just how it's kind of worked out. And you know, you build relationships with coaches and players, and it's big for the girls. You know, you make contact with a girl and she says, oh yeah, my friend plays on this team, or I know this girl on your team, like, you know. So that's just kind of how it's always unfolded for us, and you know, that's how we kind of make our, you know, find our players.
You can't do everything on your own. What's your coaching staff build?
Yeah, so I have an assistant, Brian Carney. You know, he's been great for us. Does a lot of the behind the scenes work, which kind of goes unnoticed, but he's, you know, it's really appreciated by me. He gets a lot of the nitty gritty stuff done for me, so I appreciate that. And you know, it's just me and him kind of running the show. So
from that assistant spot to head coach, what have you learned in this year plus?
Yeah, got to make a lot more decisions, that's for sure.
okay.
You're the final say. And you know, the hardest part about, I think, for me is you gotta be the bad guy every once in a while. You got to be the one to, you know, tighten up the screws and make sure that girls are doing things the right way, whereas the assistant coach can sometimes be a little bit more of the buffer between the
Perfect
head coach.
Word.
Yeah. The head coach and the, so yeah, unfortunately I've got to be the bad guy every once in a while, but it works out.
All right, one more time for our listeners. Next home game Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
At the Arrington
Ice Arena.
Against Concordia.
Yep.
See, I pay attention, Clarky. You know, sometimes. Well, I appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend and then the rest of the way.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And once again, the head coach of the ACHA Women's Division I team at Adrian College, Carter Clark. Their game, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Arrington Ice Arena, taking on Concordia. You can see their schedule at adrianbulldogs.com or on the Adrian College app. We're going to step aside. We're going to hit the court. Women's basketball. We're going to talk with one of their seniors. Coming up next, you're plugged in to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickers in Adrian, right on Main Street. My name is Ian Wendt. John Kane is at work in the studio. We appreciate John's support of this program and all of our stuff on 96.5 The Cave. Stop by out at Frickers. Weekly specials every day for lunch and during the day. Chicken chunks today, all the TVs, all the sports you could ever imagine. We're going to have a conversation now about women's basketball at Adrian College. And across the table, I have Kaya Warner. She is a senior for the Bulldog program. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
I know you were just so looking forward to being on and talking about your team today. Where are you at in your schedule? Are we close to exhibition game? Have you already played? Where are you at?
So we started official practices last week, and then next Friday we have our first scrimmage. And then after that, the 4th of November, we are at Lourdes for our first exhibition game.
All right. Getting right into it. 4 years, right, with this women's basketball team. What brought you to Adrian way back in the day?
What brought me to Adrian? So actually, I used to come here for team camps ever since I was in middle school. I went to a really small high school, so there was never enough girls. And I fell in love with the campus back then, so Adrian's been on my radar since middle school.
Been stuck it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is your 4th season. Of course, the longtime coach at Adrian, Kathy Morris. I don't know if she didn't want to come on the air today with you, but we can talk about her since she's not here to defend herself. What's it been like playing for 3 years, and this will be 4th with Coach Morris?
It has been such an honor to learn from her experience. 30 years is a lot, and I have never been with a coach that has that much basketball experience. So getting a new perspective and playing for a female coach for the first time in my life was also pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point there. I don't know the percentage, but you know, you don't see many women coaching men's basketball, but you do see men coaching women's basketball. What about that? You know, what do you like about that? Do you feel like you can relate to her a little bit more?
Yeah, she's very relatable. So she actually played college basketball as well, so she shares on her experiences, and she's just a really good role model on and off the court. She is a very personable human. Like, when we have situations come up off the court, she's really easy to talk to and very understanding. And then on the court, you can just tell she understands, like, being the woman in women's basketball and not just basketball as well.
Right, and she's been there and done that, mm-hmm. right? Just about every situation mm-hmm. you could imagine. So coming into year 4 with the team, is this actual 4 or do you have a COVID year and this is your 5th?
So this is actual four. My COVID year would be next year if I decide to stick around and play again.
Your experience so far at Adrian College, I mean, it's got to be pretty good. You're sticking around. It's got to be good.
Yeah, I've loved Adrian. I come from a really small town, so a lot of people think Adrian's small, but for me it was a step up, and it's pretty big. But it's also nice to have the sense of community that a small town offers.
Absolutely. Yeah, you being one of the seniors on this year's team, I know you've only had a handful of practices. What's the makeup of the team this year? You know, how would you, how many upperclassmen, underclassmen do you have? Are you senior heavy or younger this year?
So surprisingly, we actually have a lot of seniors this year. We have five, which I believe is a good amount for college basketball. We have a few juniors, quite a few sophomores, and a few freshmen. So we have a very experienced team under our belt this year, which will be good going into season.
I was going to say, so the expectation internally is let's make a run and get in the MIAA tournament, right? I would assume that's one of the goals.
Yeah, I feel like there's a good energy this year that I haven't had on my other teams that I'm excited for, and I think our team is ready to get after it this season.
Talking with Kaya Warner with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. Maybe I should have started with this. What position do you play?
I am a guard.
Not point guard, or you kind of rotate that around sometimes?
A little bit of point, shooting guard. One of our players actually got hurt, so she's out, so I don't know if I'll see more of like a three-guard spot because that's where she was more often, but I guess we'll see how the season goes and where it ends up from there.
Okay, well, yeah, adversity early, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you have a basketball role model? So someone you looked up to maybe when you were younger or maybe still?
Yeah, so actually when I was younger, I was a really big fan of Trey Burke, and he was my role model.
Oh, a Wolverine?
A Wolverine.
Ugh, why?
Well,
are you also left-handed? Is that why?
I'm not left-handed, but he was just a really good guard. He saw the floor. He did more than just score, and I've always been someone that appreciated all aspects of basketball, not just the scoring part. So that's why he was one of my biggest role models.
Okay. I don't mean to pick on him, but, being a Spartan fan, I kind of have to, right? It's in my Spartan fandom contract to make fun of Wolverines whenever
I can. It's required. It's required.
Yeah, it is. It is. And people listening probably know I'm a Spartan fan. Do you try to model your game after him a little bit?
Sometimes he saw the floor really well as a guard, and I try to see the floor as well, but sometimes it's a little hard to model after a guy just because I can't go out and like dunk and stuff, but.
Well, I don't know if he could either.
He could.
He could, but not regularly. Was he a shorter guy? Still is?
I think it was like 6 foot, so kind of. Not
basketball short.
Yeah, basketball
right?
short.
Yeah, for men's college basketball. Being a senior, what type of leadership role do you kind of see yourself in? Are you the talker, or are you the do it by example?
I like to think I'm both, but I am a talker.
Somebody's nodding their head up and down and says you're the talker.
I definitely am a talker. A focus of our team this year has been accountability and discipline, and my teammates can rely on me to make sure that those standards are being upheld for sure.
Vocally. Okay, all right. I think that's why Coach picked you to be on the show today.
It probably is.
Yeah, she's like, get her in front of a microphone. Looking at the MIAA, the basketball scene, your team's always been like right in the mix, right? You've been in the conversation. You've been right there, maybe that 4-5 spot in the league.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
Right. What do you think can get you over that hump and, maybe compete for that 3-4 seed in the tournament? I know there are some schools in the MIAA with national championships.
Yeah.
You got the Trines and you have the Calvins of the world, and Hope usually not too bad. But what do you think you can do to get Adrian to that type of spot?
Well, like I said, our focus this year has been a lot on discipline and accountability, and that has been shown a lot through practice. You can tell that we are working harder. We have a lot more energy. We're focusing on the little things that lead to championships. So I think if we can continue to do that on the court and continue to build our relationships with one each other off the court, it will reflect in our season and our outcome this year.
What type of stuff off the court do you mean? Just like hanging out in the lunchroom, or
hanging
you actually
out.
Do like dedicated, specific, like team building and team bonding activities?
We do team bonding, but we also, this is the closest I've been with any of my teammates this year. We do hang out a lot outside of the court, and I think it's starting to show like on the court, because I can read my teammates a lot better, and I can tell that they have began to read me better too.
And I'm sure being a senior, you look at things differently.
Oh yeah, right? Definitely. Freshman year, if you would have told me I was going on the radio to talk about basketball, I would have said, I'm only a freshman. I couldn't have did this. I didn't even talk at practice. So just having the years of experience have really helped, and I'm hoping that I can help share that knowledge with my underclassmen.
Right, and then you see, you know, when you were a freshman, oh, these seniors did things this way. Then when you were a sophomore, you see the same thing. And then last year, and now it's like, okay, I should know what to do, right? I should be someone that the team can lean on.
Yeah, as an under freshman, I was really lucky. I had a lot of upperclassmen that took me under their belts and made sure to like help give me pointers and encourage me a lot throughout the way, which I am very grateful for.
I'm sure your teammates would appreciate this. A couple teammates want to point out on the air, since again, they're not here to defend themselves. Who joins you in the backcourt typically? Who's on the court with you usually?
Usually, well, it depends. I play. Jordan was a lot before she got hurt. Kylie Skidmore, Julia are a lot. They are very good ball handlers and good guards for us.
Okay, I'm trying to think of last name. What's Julia's last name?
Tierman.
That's right. I did some public address for their game, so I remember a couple. But are you ready for this season? I mean, it feels like such a long spring and then a long summer, and you're in the gym training, and finally your fall practice is here. I mean, you have to be just ready to go.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this season. I feel like this is the most excited I've been since my freshman year to start a season out. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
One more question for you, then you're off the hook. See, your time's almost up already. You can breathe a little bit. Once again, when's the first time fans can come out and watch your team?
Well, I believe fans can come to our scrimmage next Friday, but our first time officially would be at the Lord's exhibition game if they wanted to drive to Toledo. If not, I know we also have our crosstown rivalry game the 21st of November versus Siena as well.
That game will be on the radio too.
Oh.
So, you know, selfishly listen to the radio, but unselfishly go watch the ladies. Kaya, thank you so much.
Thank you
I
for having me.
I appreciate you jumping on the air and talking some hoop with me.
Thank you.
And once again, senior with the women's basketball team at Adrian College, Kaya Warner. So it's going to put a bow on this show. Appreciate talking to all the coaches and the student athletes for this AC All Access show. Men's wrestling, women's ACHA Division I, and right there with the women's basketball team. Once again, Frickers is hiring. If you're looking for some employment, stop by. Fill out an application, check out their specials all week long. For John Kane, back in our cave studios, I'm Ian Wendt saying have yourself a great afternoon. This has been the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Check out bowling and hockey this Sunday, women's volleyball and soccer Tuesday, and men's soccer this coming Wednesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Cards.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD.